Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, access to credit is a gateway for economic empowerment. I think that's a truism. Many South Africans remain excluded from so-called traditional financial systems. And the future of inclusive credit scoring aims to bridge this gap by integrating alternative data, advanced technology, as well as financial literacy initiatives to create an equitable opportunity for underserved populations. What am I talking about? Well, from students to small business owners, rural communities, women facing financial barriers. The potential for innovation to transform access to credit is not only immense, but it's also important. And I want to get to grips with this issue. I'm in conversation now with Farhi Adams, who is Head of Credit Risk Solutions at TransUnion Africa. Farhi, a very warm welcome to you. Maybe the starting point for this conversation, and it is an important one. What is inclusive credit scoring, and why is it important within this particular economic ecosystem?
Hi, Jeremy. Good day to you and good day to your listeners. Well, inclusive credit scoring is something that we've been trying to solve for quite a while. So, as you know, with traditional scoring, the factors that come into consideration are things like your payment behavior on your existing credit products. But what happens for someone that doesn't have any existing credit products, someone that's just recently, to your point, a student coming into the working world and wanting to apply for his first credit account, how do we cater for these guys? And that's where alternative data comes in. So what it typically does is, and there's various sources of alternative data, but it typically looks through a different lens at the client and tries to understand their behavior and also the credit worthiness. And what we typically do is we try and find sources of data that has some form of transactional or behavioral attributes to it that would give us a view of how this customer's potential to pay their accounts are.
There's surely less risk in the more conservative and traditional approach, though.
Fair enough. Definitely there is. But how would we ever allow people that don't have any existing credit access into this market? Because what you need to understand is that people typically taking out loans are people that aren't necessarily using it for funding personal reasons like paying their school fees, medical bills, but also people that are trying to start up micro businesses, right? So from your spaza shops, from your people that wanting to start food trucks, these guys need funding. And traditionally and generally, these people are economically active, but they're not necessarily active in your formal economy. Mm. So they are transacting, they are purchasing, they are selling, but none of this is seen by the bureau. So what we need to do is we need to tap into these alternative methods of transacting so that we can understand their behavior and also then do a call on their credit worthiness based on this. And just before we go further, it's interesting to note that we've recently done our Consumer Pulse survey, and we typically survey people that are active in the economy, and more than half of the respondents had indicated that should we include alternate data into our traditional scoring, if even for people that have accounts, they would get better scores. So there's definitely a need and an awareness of alternative data and the uses thereof.
And there is, as you're suggesting, a direct correlation between using better, more all-encompassing data and broader economic growth.
Definitely. So one of the biggest growth factors of the economy is your small to medium enterprises. And we really need to enable these guys and give them access to credit so that they can start these little micro economies, right? These little micro businesses, because it doesn't only impact them and their households, but as they grow, and a big portion of guys applying for finance are guys that want to expand their little micro businesses. In doing that, they're also creating more job opportunities so that we can tackle the unemployment problem that we've got in South Africa. So we find that, and we think that this is crucial to the South African economy. We need to be able to make credit more accessible to more people. But coupled with that, Jeremy, just to kind of go on a bit of a tangent, just awarding credit to people is not enough. Financial literacy needs to go hand in hand as well, because what you'll be doing by just awarding people credit without educating them about credit and how to manage credit, you'll be doing exactly the opposite. Mm. Because if you're not explaining to them and teaching them how to make their monthly payments and they start defaulting on these accounts, automatically they won't have access to further credit. And in doing that, you'll then be financially excluding them. So what we're trying to do is to couple the access with the education to create long-lasting financial relationships, to put it in a very light way.
And let me pick you up on the access side, because your entire argument is correctly predicated on access to technology, which we still know is patchy in this country. So there will always be a wide net, surely, of exclusion.
Yeah, fair enough. And exactly to your point. So as much as credit education and credit financial access, digital access is big as well. But I mean, we're seeing that there's leaps and bounds in the development of your mobile networks and your internet to give us that reach. TransUnion develops the solutions to help us score and assess more accurately, right? But we can only really solve this thing through partnerships. Partnerships with the lenders, partnerships with government, partnerships with the regulators. But a big component of that is partnerships with our technology partners as well, in order to give us the reach and the access into your rural areas so that we can extend and reach these people to give them the access to the credit that they really require. A big problem and a big component of financial exclusion is the traditional brick and mortar network that we've got in South Africa. Lots of people can't get to your traditional banks to go and apply for financing. So what we typically see is your microfinances are setting up shop within the rural areas, because that's where the people are that require the access to finance. And this makes it easier for them to get this access they need, because the microfinances, finance lenders are right in their areas and in their communities.
So it's the bricks and mortar side of the equation, which I would imagine is still a problem. Why is there a slowness in terms of adaptation and pulling inclusive credits more into the mix?
I wouldn't say it's a problem, right? We'll always need our brick and mortar, right? Because a large portion of the population still wanted face-to-face contact, right? But I do believe that the future is going digital and getting that reach. And there's definitely been lots of development. I mean, our major banks, they're all going digital. Digital is a huge, huge factor in granting access. And if we just look at our neighbors in other countries, they don't have the infrastructure and the network in a brick and mortar fashion as we do. So what we find within some of the Africa countries is they've got a financial inclusion, same situation we do, but they've got better reach and a better digital network than we do, which allows them to have faster access to alternative sources of data, because more people are transacting on their cell phones via mobile wallets. In South Africa, we've got a very established brick and mortar formal banking economy, which kind of leaves us a bit behind in terms of our digital reach and our adoption of digital money, if you want to call it that.
As I said at the beginning of this conversation, critical then that gap is bridged. Appreciate your time today. That's Fakhi Adams, who is Head of Credit Risk Solutions at TransUnion Africa.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.